Family Field here in Milwaukee on an overcast and very windy afternoon.
Well, it checks out. I mean, it could work. Brewers 360, our inaugural chat with Brewers President of Baseball Operations and General Manager Matt Arnold on this opening day. Morning, Matt.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
So glad to have you here on opening day. Lots to talk about. Let's start with this. Just your general feelings, your optimism, spring eternal, all of those things here on opening day. What's got you most excited about the roster that you put together?
Man, feeling really good about it. You know, I mean, I don't want to get too far in front of ourselves, but just coming off of a really good season that we're all proud of. And, you know, obviously what we were able to accomplish last year wasn't quite where we wanted to be, but still accomplished a lot, you know, and we would just want to keep building on that momentum. And put on a good show for the Milwaukee fans. You know, I think we have a good team this year. We're excited about the group and we're ready to go.
One of my favorite things to talk about, Matt, is when we talk about building out the roster for opening day, and of course it evolves through the season, but whether it's usually Murph who delivers the news in person, but you and Murph get to talk about, you know, who's going to make this opening day roster. And at some point somebody gets to give either a young person or maybe a journeyman veteran who's trying to make the club the best news they might ever hear in their lives.
I'll tell you what, that is one of the best moments of this job, honestly. It's just to be able to deliver news like that, like, hey, you made the opening day roster, especially for young kids that have been working their whole lives to get here. So, certainly a highlight for me. You know, we were able to do that with a handful of guys, and it's great, and it's emotional. You know, it cuts both ways. It's also tough when you have to tell guys that they didn't make the team too as well, but you know, the times when you have that opportunity to really soak in those moments with the guys that you're telling are on the opening day roster is so great.
Any opening day traditions, Matt, either at the office, like you all wear the same socks or something with the kids, anything you do every time the season starts?
No, we try to get together if we can. Then we're going to do a photo on the field here in a little bit, you know, just with everybody in the organization, just to come together. And then oftentimes, honestly, after the photo, everyone just kind of hangs out and talks and just gets, you know, talks about the excitement of the season. And just from every department, it's really fun to be out there and stand on the field for a few minutes and feel like a big leaguer. It's pretty cool.
It's funny, too, because I don't know how far you take it out in terms of everybody that's a part of the organization, but a lot of people get their name announced as part of the quote unquote starting lineup here on opening day. But you can definitely tell some folks like it more than others.
Sure. Yeah. Look, it's an honor to be on the line, you know, no matter who you are. And, you know, if you walk out there, Murph probably doesn't love it as much as others, as you know, he's not going to high five you because he's here for business. It's a business meeting, you know, for him. And so I really appreciate that from Murph. But yeah, it's a really cool honor to be on the line on opening day.
How is it when you bring in, I mean, because a lot of these players, obviously many are back from years past, but some are brand new. When you're bringing him into the city, okay, here we go. Now we start. I mean, these guys have personal lives. Like, they have to figure out where they're living, some of them, and all of that. Does the team, like, help soften that blow of bringing into a brand new city, a new temperature for many of these guys, and like, okay, now these games are for real too?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we do what we can to help these guys out. And again, credit to people like Tom Flanagan, Dan Larea, people in our organization that have been here a really long time that help out with all those types of things. I mean, we just have an incredible group of people that help support the guys, because you're right. Like, we the lights come on and you're a big leaguer, but at the same time, you have a personal life, you have a life at home, you have to travel, maybe you have kids, whatever that is. Where are you going to live? Where are you going to stay? How am I going to get there? What about my car? You know, all of those things are real. And we do whatever we can to help the guys, just make sure they're settled and all ready to go.
Brewers President of Baseball Operations, Matt Arnold, with us on this opening day. We talked a little bit with Dominic Catronio about this, Matt, earlier, but the World Baseball Classic, of course, this year, and in the finale, in the championship game, you had William Contreras, Jackson Churio, Angel Zerpa, new guy that you acquired in the offseason, who pitched quite a bit for Team Venezuela, Bryce Terang on the other side for Team USA. Those guys will be honored out of the ballpark today. But how closely were you following everything that happened with a number of our guys being involved?
Yeah, I honestly was watching the whole thing, and what a great series. You know, it was just a really neat event. We were actually watching it together with our scouts, and you know, the final game, and we had a lot of our Venezuelan scouts in the room, which was really neat. And so, you know, the USA-Venezuela final was so awesome, and just happy for them and those guys, and obviously for Contreras, Churio, Zerpa, et cetera, you know, and even Nestor Cordor is one of our coaches that we love here that was part of that group as well. So, yeah, certainly fun to have representation from the Brewers. I think we had 12 players total in the WBC that all shined on that stage, and I hope they learned a lot from it.
Have you had today's meeting yet? Have you figured out with Murph what the lineup's going to look like and all that?
Yeah, I connected with him earlier. We have a sense of it. It's still early, but you know, you never know until we hit the until the first pitch sometimes, because we can always, things can always change. But yeah, we feel like we're in a good spot there.
Does he ever surprise you? Does he ever, even though you talked about it, do you ever like see the lineup and you're like, wait,
it's not the thing
minute.
We talked about? What the hell happened here?
No. Not too often. No, we try to send it out early if we can, honestly, just to make sure the guys know that they're in the lineup. You know, in cases like today, sometimes maybe it's a little bit different. But, yeah, no, Murph does a great job communicating with everybody about what's going on every single day.
Brewers President of Baseball Operations and General Manager Matt Arnold with us this morning. So when's the next time I see you for pickleball, Matt? November?
Is that it? You pick the time, buddy. You pick. I'll see what I can do.
All right. Thanks, my friend.
Good luck.
Take care. Thank you, guys.
8:52 on Wisconsin's Morning News.